Minister Karen Bloomfield. But I thank God for the honor and the privilege to stand before you this evening.
Amen.
And I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to ask that you stand. At this time, my scripture is being taken out of Nehemiah 8. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. We're going to skip over 4. We're going to skip down to verse 5 and 6. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Nehemiah 8, verses 1.
Amen.
And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nehemiah 8, verses 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. They spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both the men and women, and all that appear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand, in the ears of all the people who were attentive unto the book of the law. Verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. All the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And the word of the Lord is blessed already. You may be seated. Amen. So what we just read sounds like an awesome church service. It says people gathered themselves in the street. They called for the preacher to come. The preacher read the word. They heard the word. They lifted up their hands in affirmation, and they said, amen, amen. And they bowed their heads down to the ground, and they worshiped the Lord. But in order to really understand what was going on here, you have to have a little background. And you have to understand that these are the children of Judah. And the children of Judah were in sin. They were in great idolatry. They turned their back on God. God had already delivered them time after time. He had already showed his mighty hand. He delivered them out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. He delivered them. He showed them one miracle after another. But they continued to turn their back on God. And as a result, God punished them. He punished them and he let them go into captivity for 70 years. The Lord sent one prophet after another, but they were still stiff-necked, rebellious people. They had taken wives of people of the land. Their sins had separated them from their God. Reading from Daniel real quick. Daniel wrote concerning their sin. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto the servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and to all the people of the land. And my title is Getting Back to God. Sin separates. How many of you know that sin separates? Sin separates families, sin separates friends, sin separates churches. And even though God had told them that they were going to be punished, he warned them in advance. He sent Jeremiah the prophet to prophesy and to warn them and to confront their sin. In Jeremiah 25, 1 through 4, and I'll read it real quick so that for time's sake, says the word of the Lord, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is in the 23rd year of the word of the Lord, hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. So Jeremiah has warned them. He's taught to them. He's told them, this is your God that has delivered you. He's asking, he's giving them the opportunity to turn their hearts back to God. But they didn't hearken. They didn't listen. As Minister Simon had said on Sunday, he had pointed out that even when Moses went up to receive from the Lord, they turned their back, they got impatient. They took all the gold and all the silver and the jewels and they turned it into a calf and they worshiped the calf. And they were impatient, they didn't wait on the Lord. They were stiff-necked. And it was one prophet after another. God was gracious to them. God was warning, he was merciful. How many know we serve a merciful God? So in Jeremiah 26 and 20 through 28, through the books, he prophesied on the wrath of God that was to come, but they still rejected Jeremiah's warning. Even though they were in sin and being punished, God says he's going to forgive them after the 70 years of captivity, and he's going to make a new covenant with them. In Jeremiah 31 through 34, I'll read it. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant I break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their God, and shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Amen. Scripture tells us that he's married to the backslider. God is a merciful God. He's giving them another opportunity. So what stood out in my mind when I read that was, there was an end to the punishment. He punished them, but there was an end to it. It wasn't going to be forever. So when we go back to Nehemiah 8:1, and now we look at what looked like a great church service. We understand that now they're coming out of bondage. They're coming out of bondage. They had a spiritual drought of the word of the Lord. So now their hearts are prepared to receive from the Lord. And so now they're calling for Ezra. He didn't call for them. They're calling for the man of God to come and read, because they have not heard the words of the Lord all this time. So Ezra comes, and they say that he made a pulpit, and he stood up high, and he began to speak the words of the Lord to the people. And when he began to speak, you can imagine that he's a priest, he's a preacher in our terms, he's a preacher. So he didn't just get up and calmly just start speaking. These are the words of the Lord. So he starts speaking. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. And when he spoke, there was something about the words of the Lord that brought about a change. And all of a sudden, their hands went up. And they began to cry out to the Lord. And in a fervency, they were saying, amen, amen, amen. And then they bowed their faces to the ground and they began to worship the Lord. And the Bible says that this went on for like 7 days. And they just called. One priest, one leader after another came out and called them out into the street and read the words of the Lord to the people. And in my mind, what stands out is the word of God brings about a change. Yes. When we come to church, for one, we should come hungry. Yes. We should come ready to receive the word of the Lord. There's something about hearing the word of the Lord. And when you hear the word, it should prick your heart. I don't know about you, but when you've been saved for a long time, that you shouldn't have done. You know that it has affected your relationship with God. And now all of a sudden, I'm praying, but I can't hear from God the way that I used to hear from God. I'm on my knees and I'm crying out to the Lord, but I don't hear from God the way that I used to hear from God. And then you realize, I've got to get back to the church. I've got to get back in touch with God. God. We have to know in our hearts, Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. gave them, he blessed them, they had a feast, and on the eighth day, I believe, it says even the leadership confessed their sins, and they rededicated themselves, they made a vow unto the Lord. They vowed themselves back unto the Lord. They dedicated their lives back unto the Lord. And in Nehemiah 9, it says, verses 1, now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God. 1/4 part of the day and another 1/4 part of they confessed and worshiped the Lord. Amen. What a merciful God. What a merciful God we serve. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to know who God is. And I'm glad to know that there's an end to our punishment when we fall short. God doesn't punish us to hurt us. God loves us. He loves us enough to warn us. He cares. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pray my prayer.